This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Afghans are preparing the space for a giant national meeting. They're just not sure when they'll use it. The delay in that meeting underlines the complexity of seeking peace in Afghanistan. President Hamid Karzai put off the talk until after he attends a very different set of talks in Washington. There, he will try to reach accommodation with President Obama's administration. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
Squinting against the strong afternoon sun, a workman attaches a strip of fluorescent lighting outside a huge tent here in Kabul. Inside, blue velvet chairs are neatly placed in rows, enough to hold at least 1,300 delegates when a national peace meeting, or jirga, gets underway. Next door, organizers shift large stacks of glossy paper. They're a little uncertain what to do with the tens of thousands of posters, along with flags and billboards, advertising the jirga and its start date of May 2nd. Last week, the Afghan government suddenly announced the national meeting would be pushed back several weeks. No new date has been officially announced. Ghulam Farooq Wardak, the Afghan minister in charge of the jirga, says the government felt it was better to wait until President Karzai visited Washington.
Some circles in the international community had concerns about the outcome of the jirga, so the trip that Karzai is making to the United States will remove all the concerns, and the international community will, with one voice, support Afghanistan.
One concern was that President Karzai would invite the Taliban and other militants to the jirga. But Afghan officials say that won't happen. Instead, the jirga is meant to see whether the hundreds of delegates from Afghanistan's political, religious, and business communities, among others, can reach a consensus about whether the militants should be brought back into the fold. Mark Sedwill, NATO's senior civilian representative in Afghanistan, says it's imperative everyone agrees on the issue.
We know that there are concerns and reservations among various ethnic groups and other communities within Afghanistan about the reconciliation program. They're concerned to ensure that all of the gains of the past 8 years are cemented and not put at risk by any kind of process of reconciliation.
But President Karzai had already delved into a reconciliation process long before talk of a peace jirga. He has publicly stated several times that he would talk to senior Taliban figures, including its leader, Mullah Omar. Karzai has also met with various Taliban-allied groups, including associates of insurgent leader Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. Major General Richard Behrens, who heads up NATO's reintegration program, says the Western alliance is sometimes blindsided by the actions of the Afghan government.
Well, this is Afghanistan. It would be hard to say that we were genuinely surprised because we see that this is a very complex place. What I think we're clear about is that people aren't setting about to deceive us, but actually everyone is feeling their way in this process.
Waheed Omar, President Karzai's spokesman, says for now, any talks between the government and the insurgents are on hold.
We are not concentrating on talks at the moment, on reaching out to anybody at the moment. I don't think anything else is going to happen before the peace jirga.
But there are many players beyond the Afghan government with a stake in the reconciliation process. The U.S., its Western allies, as well as Afghanistan's neighbors, Iran, India, and Pakistan. NATO's reintegration chief, Behrens, says all involved have an interest in the terms of any move towards reconciliation with the Taliban.
And everyone is looking at the strength of their hand and wondering when is the best time to play it. And to some degree, no one is really in charge of this process because there are so many powerful actors. And perhaps when the president goes to the United States in May, that would be an opportunity for people to talk about the U.S. view and compare it to the president's view.
The international community says it's strongly behind Karzai's reconciliation efforts. But American officials here in Afghanistan wonder whether it would be better to wait until after a U.S.-led offensive against the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar expected this summer. At that point, it's hoped the Taliban will be more willing to lay down its arms and come to the negotiating table. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.